that kept me going through those hard times. I often quoted one line in particular to them. You're the captain of your ship. If things go bad for you and make you a bit ashamed, often you will find out that you have yourself to blame. Swiftly we ran to mischief, and then the bad luck came. Why do we fault others? We have ourselves to blame. Whatever happens to us, here are the words to say. Had it not been for so-and-so, things wouldn't have gone that way. And if you are short of friends, I'll tell you what to do. Make an examination. You'll find that fault's in you. You're the captain of your ship, so agree with the same. If you travel downward, you have yourself to blame. Remember this as you go through life. The person who has the most to do with what happens to you is you. You make the choices. You decide whether you're going to give up or ante up when the going gets tough. Ultimately, it's you who decides whether you will be a success or not by doing what is legally necessary to get you where you want to go. You are the captain of your own ship. If you don't succeed, you only have yourself to blame. Sonia Carson. Introduction by Candy Carson. More blood, stat. The silence of the OR was smashed by the amazingly quiet command. The twins had received 50 units of blood, but their bleeding still hadn't stopped. There's no more type-specific blood, the reply came. We've used it all. As a result of this announcement, a quiet panic erupted through the room. Every ounce of type AB negative blood had been drained from the Johns Hopkins Hospital blood bank, yet the 7-month-old twin patients who had been joined at the back of their heads since birth needed more blood, or they would die without ever having a chance to recuperate. This was their only opportunity, their only chance, at normal lives. Their mother, Teresa Bender, had searched throughout the medical world and found only one team who was willing to even attempt to separate her twin boys and preserve both lives. Other surgeons told her it couldn't be done, that one of the boys would have to be sacrificed. Allow one of her darlings to die? Teresa couldn't even bear the thought. Although they were joined at the head, even at 7 months of age, each had his own personality, one playing while the other slept or ate. No, she absolutely couldn't do it. After months of searching, she discovered the Johns Hopkins team. Many of the 70-member team began offering to donate their own blood, realizing the urgency of the situation. The 17 hours of laborious, tedious, painstaking operating on such tiny patients had progressed well, all things considered. The babies had been successfully anesthetized after only a few hours, a complex procedure because of their shared blood vessels. The preparation for cardiovascular bypass hadn't taken much longer than expected. The 5 months of planning and numerous dress rehearsals had paid off. Getting to the site of the twins' juncture wasn't particularly difficult for the young, though seasoned, neurosurgeons either. But as a result of the cardiovascular bypass procedures, the blood lost its clotting properties. Therefore, every place in the infants' heads that could bleed did bleed. Fortunately, within a short time, the city blood bank was able to locate the exact number of units of blood needed to continue the surgery. Using every skill, trick, and device known in their specialties, the surgeons were able to stop the bleeding within a couple of hours. The operation continued. Finally, the plastic surgeons sewed the last skin flaps to close the wounds, and the 22-hour surgical ordeal was over. The Siamese twins, Patrick and Benjamin, were separate for the first time in their lives. The exhausted primary neurosurgeon who had devised the plan for the operation was a ghetto kid from the streets of Detroit. Chapter 1. Goodbye, Daddy. And your daddy isn't going to live with us anymore. Why not? I asked again, choking back the tears. I just could not accept the strange finality of my mother's words. I love my dad. He loves you too, Benny. But he has to go away. For good. But why? I don't want him to go. I want him to stay here with us. He's got to go. Did I do something to make him want to leave us? Oh no, Benny.